Ella, we're going to have four cases on Nezikin, and then afterwards we'll go back. We'll go to Mecca for Mimkar. So, I mean, there's different svarim that we picked up since we did Nezikin 2 years ago. And one of these svarim is the Divrei Mishpat, and is a shaila from Rabbi Yisrael Grossman. So he has a shaila like this. This is maybe more an Eretz Yisrael shaila. There are two people sitting next to each other in a car, in a sheirut, and one of them was smoking a cigarette. And the wind was blowing as the car was driving. And the second one told him, I'm wearing a new suit. I'm worried that the wind's going to blow the sparks from your cigarette onto my suit. And it's expensive. So they traveled in the Sheirut, the cab, sitting next to each other, and there were no extra spaces. The Nizik had to sit there. There wasn't any extra space.
You already know it.
Yeah. And at the end, Kashir Chashash Kein Hoya. Like he suspected that's what happened. The wind took a spark from the cigarette and put a hole into his brand new suit in a place where even if he patched it, it would be embarrassing. And what's the din? What's halacha? Does the Nizik have a right to claim damages from the Mazik? It's a grama? Well, see, what we're dealing here is not with Adam and Mazik. Here we're dealing with Eish. And every Eish is like that, right? The Eish always... Right, the Eish, you have a fire, and the Ruach Mitzuya takes the fire into the next guy's field. We don't call that Grama. And that's called the Hezek, called Eish. How likely was this occurrence? Good. Right, well, then when does the fact that he told him, put it out, does that mean anything? That he warned him. Right, we have to deal with that also. Okay, so the first thing we're going to have to deal with is a surprising halacha, possible halacha, whether there is at all dinim of eish, bisman hazeh. The Gemara in Bava Kama, Pei Dalet Amid Aleph, Amar Rava, Nizke Shar Bishar, if a shar got damaged by a shar, that's what Rashi learns over there, in this case shar b'adam, or a shar got damaged by a person went and damaged someone's ox, so governor of bubble, we can collect that in chutz la'aretz. But nizkei adam b'adam, but if a person got damaged by a person, or nizkei adam b'shar, or a person got damaged by a shar, then ain governor of bubble, you can't enforce that, you can't collect it in bubble. So Gemara wants to know, what's the chiluk between the first cases and the second cases? Why some cases you collect in bubble, some cases you don't? So maishra nizkei adam b'adam, nizkei adam b'shar d'low, why can't you collect nizakim where a person got damaged either by another person or from an ox? Because Elohim bayinan v'lecha. The pasuk says that ad ho Elohim yavar d'var shneihem, when there's a machlokas, the pasuk in Mishpatim says when there's a machlokas between two people, you take it to judges. And by the lashon Elohim, the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns out they have to be mumchim, they have to have smicha, and they have to be expert mumchim, they have to have smicha, the smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, not nowadays smicha. And since in Bavel you don't have that, there's no mumchim in Bavel, that's why you can't have these halachas of Adam Ba'adam or Adam Bishar. So Gemara asks if that's the case, this case Shar Bishar Bishar Ba'adam Nami Elohim Bo'inan V'la, could say the same thing about the first cases. Why do you judge any of them in Bavel? There also you don't have mumchin, you don't have smuchin. Why is it there that you can have it? So the Gemara goes the whole shakla v'tayya. The Gemara says, "Ma'ishna shar b'shar b'shar b'adam deshlichu sukav dinan." Right in Bava, we might not be mumchin ourselves, but we are acting as the shliach of the dayanim of Eretz Yisrael. They make us the shliach, so that's how we have the right to carry out these halachas. Midi dihavi yehodos v'havos, just like the bati dinim in chutz la'aretz can judge cases of hodos and havos, they can also do these types of cases. So if that's the case, why don't we do the shlichas by the adam b'adam? So Gemara's maskana is, you're right. In chutz la'aretz, nowadays we don't have any mumchin anymore. We don't have any smuchin. The only halachas that we can paskin nowadays are because we have the authority of the shlichas of the mumchin of Eretz Yisrael. We have that authority as a shliach. However, the Gemara, this maskana is, when do we have a shlichas? When two conditions are, in cases where two conditions are met. First of all, it has to be a milsa d'shchiyah. It has to be a common occurrence. something that's common. There we had the shlichus to pask in such a shayla. And the second thing, it has to be a case where there's chisar and kis, where it's a real case of a monetary loss, not a case of a knas or like kefel, arbu chamisha. There, you pay the keren that we can judge. But to say that he should be chayiv kefel, that's a knas. That, or if it's a boshes where there's no chisar and kis, the Gemara says, those cases we don't judge in Bavel, or we don't judge Bisman Azeh. And this is paskin in the first halacha and choshen mishpat, the next thing on the handout. It says Bisman Azeh donim hadayonim dinei hodos va'avos uksuva sisha v'yirushus matonus amazig mamin chavei roshem adwar mitsuyim tamid. Things that are matzoi v'yesha hem chisar and kis, we judge avadorim sheinim mitsuyim, but things that are not common, because even though there might be a loss, like an animal damaged another animal, that's not so common, or something that there is no chisar and kis, even though it's common, like kefal by a geneva. So there, you have to be a mumcha, someone who has smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So that's the Gemara, and that's a Beferish Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch, that the only halachas that we can enforce in Bizman Hazeh are things where there's chisar and kis, and where it's shchiach hazeka, where it's something that shchiach, because there we are acting as the agents of the dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. How does that fit with Eish and Bar? So the Hagos Hashri, and over here in this sugya says, he brings a machlokas. First he brings that it's not only by shar we judge nowadays, we even judge cases of Eish and Bar, like Shane and Rego. He says we do all dalad avos nizik and bisman hazeh. But then the Hagos Hashri concludes from the Mariach that the Mariach has a safek whether we should judge Eish and Bar in Bavel. So he has a safek. So based on that, the Yamshal Shlomo in the same sugi in Bava Kama says that we have no authority to force someone to pay for a hezek of Eish or Bar Bisman Hazeh. And he said that the Marshal adds that especially Eish, where if the government would hear that he had a fire, they would put him in jail forever for not being more careful with his possessions. So how can you start trying cases of Eish where you're going to get the guy in put in jail forever? So the Marshal paskins that you can't judge cases of Eish Bisman Hazeh. And the Shach brings him. The Shach in Siman Aleph, his button days, brings the Marshal. He says that we don't paskin dinim of Eish and Bar. And then he says, look at the Hagos Hashri. So I'm not sure whether he's saying at the end he's changing his mind. But the Shach brings the Yamshal Shlomo. So at this point, the smoker seems to have a way out. Right? The smoker is saying, yeah, I might have damaged, but there's no Eish Bismanah. So we can't paskin Eish in Chutzlaritz. It's not Shchiach enough to say that you're going to paskin it. That would be fine, except there's a Shvus Yankov, which the Pisrei Tshuva brings over there. This Pisrei Tshuva, in that sugi, brings a Shvus Yankov. And we'll see his case later. That's going to be very nogea our case. And he says that the Marshal is wrong. That's pretty much what he says. He says that he proves, and through a lot of sugyas, he says, look through Shas, all the cases in Bavel, cases that happened. He brings one case we spoke about 2 years ago with the case that Rafram Paskin, that Ravashi should have to pay for burning the shtar of his friend. Right? Because we said that was a Barmi case where Paskin, he has to burn. So you see that, and that was in Bavel, you see that they judge cases of Eish. Now that's a bad raya, Ruki Eger says. Ravashi was a cotton at the time, so we spoke about that also. But the Ruki Eger says, more Pashit, he says, that's not Eish. That's Adama Mazik. Right? What's the difference if you tear it up or you put a flame to it? He says, that was not a mistake the Shulz Yaakov made to bring a proof from there. Because that's not a case of Hezek of Eish. Eish is, you have a fire in your backyard and the wind spreads it and it goes next door. But if you put a match to something and destroy it, that's Adama Mazik. No different than ripping it up with your hands. So Kager says, that's not a good raya. But the Shulz Yaakov brings from all over Shas and Poskim, Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole sin in Taf Yud Ches in Choshen Mishpat, which paskin shaylas of Eish. So he says, you see that they are paskining these shaylas. How can you say, Marshal, that there's no Eish Bisman Hazeh? The Gemara, which is in Bavel, is filled with these cases. and the Shulchan Aruch paskins them. And it doesn't say, like by Karen, we don't paskin nowadays to say Chatzi Nezek. We don't paskin that, and that the poskim say. We don't paskin. They don't have the Hal Arichas, but in Shulchan Aruch you have all these halachas of Eish, so the Shmos Yaakov says it must be that we paskin like it. Someone then wrote a tshuva against him, so then he repeats in Chela Gimel, he says that. First, he said some nasty things about the person that wrote the Sefer. He said he stole things from him anyway, you know. He shows somewhere else where he stole something that he wrote. And he says, I'm so sure that you can't even say Kimli. Right? Normally, when there's a Safik, when there's a Machlok Saposkim, the Mukhsa can say, Kimli, I hold like this Posek, prove to me that this Posek is wrong to be Motzi Mamon for me. But he says, over here, where Ruba, the Poskim, say that you have Eish Bezman Hazeh, you can't even say Kimli. That's as strong as he says that. The Ktos also concludes that the Mariach had a Safek. The Mariach had a Safek. Dagos Ashri was Vadai, Ein Safek must have been a Vadai. He said, Vadai, you do Eish and Bar Bezman Hazeh. And the Hagos and the Mariach had a Safek, maybe you don't. So his Safek is not Moshe Minei Vada. I mean, and so it also concludes that we have Eish Bezman Hazeh. And even if there would be no Eish Bezman Hazeh, we would still talk about this, because there's another Ktos I have also on the handout here. The Ktos also says, even in cases which, what happens if Bezman Hazeh someone damaged someone in a case where the Beis Din has no authority to collect damages? Do you have to pay for it? Right? Between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You damage that person with a hezek which the Beis Din can't enforce. Do I have to pay for it? That's a Ktos Shaila. Now, he says, if it's a knas that Beis Din doesn't have the authority to enforce, like kafel, so that I don't have to, because Motiv Knas is Pater, and we don't say, yeah, but, you know, morally you should have to. We say, if you admit it, you're Pater, you have a way out. So here also, if the way out is Beis Din can't enforce it, so you don't have to pay something that there's no chisar and kiss on. But something where there was a damage, where there was a chisar and kiss, so that you have to pay Kapi Shemaya, you have to pay it, even though the Beis Din can't enforce it. So this would not be such a good defense for the smoker over here to say, well, we don't judge Eish Bezman Hazeh, because first of all, most of the poskim is just the Shach quoting the Marshal hold that we do judge Eish Bezman Hazeh. The Shvus Yaakov says we don't even say Kimli, and even if you would hold like the Marshal that there's no Eish Bezman Hazeh, you know, we're talking to nice people, the right thing to do would be to pay him anyway, even though Beis Din can't enforce it. So that, there's no way out. But how about the exact surah of what he did? So the Shmuel Grossman brings the Shmuel Yaakov as with a similar shaila. Right? So that the first half is, we're saying we'll judge cases of Eish Bezman Hazeh, but is this a really a case of Eish? When the guy's smoking and the sparks go and hit the person's jacket and put a hole in it, is that really a Hezek of Eish? So this Rav Grossman brings the Shvus Yaakov Shaila, which seems to be very similar. Reuven and Shimon were traveling together on a wagon, and Reuven was carrying, he had a big supply of cotton he was carrying on the wagon, that's what he had in the cargo part, and Shimon was smoking a pipe, and Reuven saw that Shimon's pipe, there were a lot of sparks going all over the wagon, and he was worried that one of the sparks might hit his cotton. So Reuven told Shimon, don't smoke, I'm worried that your sparks are going to ignite my cotton. And Shimon didn't listen. And after an hour or two, a gust of wind came along and the sparks flew out and hit the wool and it hit the cotton and burned it all up. So that was the shaila the Shvus Yaakov had, and the Shvus Yaakov paskin, based on the fact that we do judge cases of Eish Bezman Hazeh, he said that Shimon is chayiv to pay because we have Eish Bezman Hazeh. And then he says, especially since Reuven warned him, right? That's what we're talking about before. Does the warning mean anything? Especially since Reuven warned him, so Shimon has to pay. So Rav Grossman concludes from this. So in the case over here of the car also, right, the windows are open and the nizik told the mazik stop smoking, and the wind blew in the spark and burnt his new suit, and he warned him, and then he says, and he couldn't. He couldn't withstand his taiva for a few minutes until he got out of the cab. So it's parsha that he's chayiv l'shalim. Now, in a halacha, the fact that you can't withhold your taiva, that shouldn't make much to do with the halacha. So that already got me wondering whether we're going to agree with him completely on this. But this is his psak halacha based on the Shavuos Yaakov that he should have been mocha. He was mocha, and he couldn't hold on for that. How long does it take to get there? He couldn't hold on until the cab stopped. So he certainly has to pay. That's what he has. What's not so have to do with it? Good. I'll jump the gun. So if he warned him this time and nothing happened, and next time he went in the cab and didn't warn him, so then, since he already passed in the shchiyah, so he wouldn't have to warn him that time. It seems like he's paying here because he warned him, don't do it. The Shavuos Yaakov also had said that case. The warning doesn't seem to be a simon that you see that it's shchiyah. That's what you're saying. That Well, the Pisrei Choshen, he asked on the Shavuos Yaakov. Forget about Grossman. He asked, how come the Shavuos Yaakov said that? What's he saying? That it's because it's machah. The machah shouldn't make a difference.
Then it wouldn't be tired, no.
Well, so that's the other issue that he brings up. The Shavuos Yaakov's case was... Let's look at Shavuos Yaakov's case then. We'll come back to our case at the end. The Shavuos Yaakov's case was that an unusual wind came along. Unusual wind, by the way, Pesach Choshen brings down from the Rishonim already, from the Poskim, that it doesn't mean that it's a hurricane. It means that it's like a thunderstorm, not a normal wind. It's like a really strong wind. It doesn't have to be, once-in-a-lifetime thunderstorm. So, and that's what happened here. Now, there's halacha like this, and based on the Gemara, if you light a fire which can't be mazik anyone, the way it is, it's like a coal, and it won't be mazik anyone the way it is. It's but through a wind blowing it, the wind can ignite it and make it spread. So the halacha is, if it can be ignited through a ruach mitsuya, so then you're chayiv for leaving it in a place where it could get the ruach mitsuya and go spread. But if it got ignited, if it can only cause damage to the Ruach She'ena Metsuya, so then you don't have to suspect the Ruach She'ena Metsuya coming along, and you're pater. Right? That's the halacha. Now the Ramah adds that if the Ruach She'ena Metsuya was there at the time you put it down, so then you can't say pater anymore. Because what's the chilek between Ruach Metsuya and Ruach She'ena Metsuya? When you're putting it down, we're saying, well, if it could get spread by a regular wind and I put it there, so I'm a pusheyo. It's a regular wind could spread it. If it's Ruach She'ena, if it needs some unusual thing to happen, so then you can't make me chayv. It was an unusual thing. But if that unusual thing is happening this very minute, so then
it's happening.
Right?
By definition, it's Ruach Metsuya.
Well, it's not Ruach Metsuya, but it's happening now, and I'm still that masik. So the Shavuos Yaakov takes it a step further over here. The Shavuos Yaakov says that since he's smoking and the Ruach She'ena Metsuya came at that time, so he should have put it out at that time, because it's like he lit a fire at a time where there's a Ruach She'ena Metsuya. Right? Even though it's a Ruach She'ena Metsuya, but at that time you're holding the ash in your hand at a Ruach She'ena Metsuya, so he says he should have been chayyut to put it down. Right, that was part of his psak. And Pisrei Choshen doesn't like that either. He says, if that's the case, when are you pater from a Ruach She'ena Metsuya? Right, you have your thing in the backyard and it starts blowing up, so why aren't you chayiv then also? You're going to say the only time you're not chayiv is when you didn't know it, where you left it there in the forest and you went to home and you didn't know Ruach She'ena Metsuya was going to come. But that's only by bar you have such a chilek. By eish, there's no such chilek. So he does not like the Shavuos Yaakov at all. First of all, it's a Ruach She'ena Metsuya. He holds he should be pater. And second of all, what does the Macha help? Right, that's what he does with the Shavuos Yaakov. So I think we could defend the Shavuos Yaakov. I was thinking that wouldn't be enough. He has it in his hand, but he lit it a long time ago. It's a grum. It's not a real thing. But if the other guy warns him and says, stop smoking, the wind, it's a heavy wind now, so then maybe we consider that like a new Maisa of Enesh. Right? The warning itself doesn't do anything. Because if a Besen, we'll have a case next week, I think. If the Besen makes the warning, so then it means something. But if I warn you to do something, that doesn't have any halachic... So anyway, that's what I was thinking. It could be that the Pshat Mishvos Yaakov is to defend him from the Pesachei Choshen, and he's much older than the Pesachei Choshen, is that he's not making a mistake. He's saying that when you warn the guy is smoking and you warn him, look at the wind out there, stop it. So then if he takes another puff, or even if he holds it in his hand, so at that time he put an Eish in a place where a Ruach Sheinu Mesuya was already there, and then he's going to be chayav for Eish. But see, otherwise it's fair, because you never see anywhere that a warning should make a chiluk, and you never, and a Ruach Sheinu Mesuya you're always pater on, and he says these svaros here, so that's why I thought maybe that's the way of understanding the Shulz Yaakov.
When will come? Will you be chayav for Eish?
He has a shaila the other way. The Pesachei Choshen has a shaila. Suppose the Ruach Sheinu Mesuya is there and you didn't know about it. Are you still chayiv? He doesn't give an answer. In other words,
no.
It's like your shaila in the other way. You're asking the other way. Where he knows about it.
So if he says, listen, the wind comes in the car. We're driving for 6 hours.
Well, I didn't get to the car yet. But Pasha's in your case, I would hear that. I would hear that chiluk. I would hear that there. So if we're saying that if that's the right Shana Shvus Yaakov, so then I'm not sure about Rav Grossman's application to the case of the car, because what's going on in the car? I don't know from experience, but I would speculate if you're sitting in a car that's standing, a red light. If the car's just standing and a guy has a lit cigarette and he's just holding it, it's not going to cause any damage to the person next to him. If anything, like these. Right, a Rebbe once said that his Rebbe used to smoke and he wouldn't realize what he was doing until the thing fell down on the thing, and then he would just go like this, and then the next one he'd go like that. Right, so that's going to affect that person, but it's not going to affect anyone. There's no wind, there's nothing, right? So if you're sitting in a car, the windows are open, nothing's going to happen. Who was the mazik in the case with the car? Yeah, the taxi driver. Why isn't he considered the mazik? As long as I'm holding my cigarette and you don't drive, I'm fine. You started driving, you caused it. Like, who caused the hesek over here? Well, I was thinking that if this is the right shot in the Shulz Yaakov, so that might be the difference over here also. Right? When did I tell you to stop? Right? And that would be totally in your shaila also. As when the car is parked and he's smoking, we know he's going to start driving, so that's already, maybe it doesn't make a difference. But let's say that when the car is parked, I'm not responsible. Right? Nothing's happening now. I'm smoking before we go. And we're talking with, I was allowed to, it's nothing wrong. It's no law against smoking in the cab. So right now, I'm not doing anything wrong. There's no chance that it has it. So the car, and suppose there was no warning, nothing. And then the car started going and the wind came and blew it over. So I could hear that would be the case where I have an Eish, where nothing will happen if under normal circumstances, but a Ruach Mitzuya will blow it, so I should be Chayiv. But over here it's like the driver did it.
You're in the car, I'm to in the drive. It's not like you're in a mobile home that's sitting down, set in concrete. I mean, you're in the car, you know you're going,
that the
Mazik
was warned.
So you were warned. So, so if you're warned,
when the car was standing still.
So I want to say maybe there's a chiluk. If you warn him when the car is standing still, so you're warning. There's nothing wrong here. I'm not doing anything wrong. My Eish can't harm anyone. All of a sudden he takes off.
And
so now you warn me. So that might be the chiluk. Maybe there's a chiluk. Maybe there's a chiluk when the warning takes place. Okay, the truth is, Grossman paskens at the end that he's chayiv, it's simple, based on the Shulz Yaakov, he's chayiv, especially since he warned him and he couldn't hold in his taiva. I just want to bring up that, first of all, that we've seen, and he brought that also, that there is an issue, b'chlal, whether b'zman is there, we have dinei eish, right? We're being motzi maman. Right? So b'chlal, there's a shayla. Okay, most poskim say that we do have been of Eish, and if you'd really truly damaged, you'd have to pay anyway, even though the Besdin can't enforce it. But the second thing is, then maybe it's not so pashut that in all cases this would be a case of Eish. It could be that maybe you need to warn him so that that way, when just holding this, I lit the fire a half hour ago, now we're driving, it's maybe it's the warning that reignites the fire and makes it into a new maisa of making an Eish in a makam where there's a ruach. So if it's when we were parked, that wasn't anything. God didn't do an Eish then. And the driver did it. Okay, you told the driver. But certainly, if we're going and you say, hey, it's windy out here and the sparks are going to fly, so at that point you are holding an Eish in a makam where it's an unusual wind, maybe 60 miles an hour wind because he's going 60 miles an hour, but it's blowing now, and at that point you should be responsible.
So you can't turn off the wind, close the window.
Yeah, the case was that they couldn't close the window. That was the case. I mean, and I was broken. That the normal thing is that the windows open when they're driving. It's hot day and there's no air conditioning. I mean, so that's just. I think it's a Malcolm Ion. He says as a Dabar Pashit, I don't think the fact that he couldn't hold in his tivus makes a difference. The warning to Pitzri Choshen says doesn't make a difference, but maybe the warning does make this chilek enough to say that if I started off in a case where I would have really been putter, but if I warn you when the situation changes, so now it's like this case where the Rukh Mus'ainu Mus'ainu is already here, and that's what makes you chayv.